from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski talking about a number of issues here. Mitch, thanks for being with us this morning. Want to start with the cobblestone buildings downtown, something we've been talking about for, well, a very long time, number of years, really a lot over the past several months since that fire destroyed what wasn't already destroyed at the building from the past winter storms. Approving funding to get this going via some selective demolition, emergency removal, and repair. And I think the question on a lot of people's mind when they hear this is, what exactly is set to be demolished or removed, and what is left to be repaired?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. So, yes, years ago when the Common Council voted for eminent domain on these structures, I had planned ahead with city departments that we would be here, either moving the structure into our portfolio or that emergency repairs would have to be done to stabilize the structure. So this has been budgeted for a couple fiscal years in anticipation that this day was there. So I wanted to make sure that when I voted for eminent domain that we had the resources to be able to take care of this and to look forward and to be responsible. And the commissioner of the permits and inspections has articulated to the council blatantly that, you know, that the same amount of money that it would take to take down the structures is the same amount of money that it would to be to stabilize the structures after a fire at the structure a few months ago. And, you know, especially a fire that's under review by the ATF and investigators that happened in a building with no power source to it. So that's obviously going to be scrutinized by officials because of its nature. But she does state that what structures on the corner of 110 and 118 South Park, and gets into details because she is an engineer, and did brief the council, so she can articulate that further and will be as we move forward to emergency stabilize the structures, especially when inclement weather is coming in and a higher density of people will be coming in to utilize the cobblestone district for Sabres games and for entertainment.
How soon could this work begin, Mitch? And who ultimately is paying for it?
So the work is bidded out. That's what the Common Council ended up voting on because it was a bidded project. And the commissioner did articulate the need to get this going pretty quick because of the significance that the cobblestone will be used. And so we had budgeted the Common Council in the fall a few years ago voted for eminent domain. We roughly put $700,000 in a budget line to be able to address these matters. It's about coming in at under $400,000 that the city has budgeted for to do this emergency stabilization work. And then ultimately that money will go build right to the owner at 12%. And you've seen the council just yesterday too also ultimately vote for a lien for work that it had done to open up Washington Street for M&A's. So City Hall and the Common Council and myself have always had a stiff spine when it comes to unscrupulous slumlords and that making sure that our built environment and that our structures don't just go down due to negligence. And the fact of the matter is these structures are in a historic district, and they are subject to preservation laws. And this owner in particular is not above any laws. And you can't say, well, we want law and order, and then just selectively pick the laws that we want to enforce. You know, I have residents in Allentown who have to go to the preservation board just to replace a window. I mean, that's what happens when you're in preservation districts. They're subject to these laws. And like Sheila DiTullio said, that you can't just go to court to get a demolition order. You have to go through municipal protocols and through City Hall. You just can't evade all of us and not adhere to these codes that we have in the city of Buffalo.
You mentioned billing the owner for this. I mean, what makes the city think that he'll pay for something that he doesn't necessarily want to do?
Well, you don't get to just make those selective arguments. I mean, the city has those remedies available to them. I mean, I'm sure he has properties and assets, and he owns the neighboring bar across the street. So the city has absolutely every right within its charter and its purview to seek all the remedies like every other bill collector would to get that money back.
You know, Mitch, we were talking with Bernice Radel from Preservation Buffalo Niagara a little bit earlier, and she was telling us, you know, when it comes to a lot of these historic properties, some of the biggest issues, the biggest obstacles are the building's owners. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's where I, you know, because I look, this is a very high profile story. I mean, I can't even, you know, walk outside my house without people either being pro or against or talking to me about it. But the fact of the matter remains is nobody's ever asked him bluntly, why would you purchase prehistoric Civil War buildings in a preservation district that's subject to preservation laws? And to just think that you're just going to allow it to fall down for a surface parking lot. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you have to adhere to the laws. I mean, I live in the West Village Historic District. I mean, these are subject to preservation laws, too. My house is from in the 1860s. That's what happens when you're in these areas. And, you know, negligent landlords even.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In historic districts and out, sometimes have a hold on the city of Buffalo. And I've been, you know, banging the drum to make sure that these people don't just, you know, be able to control the outcomes of our neighborhoods, because their negligence keeps us all to suffer. And I refuse to relinquish to any notion of that.
You know, people do want to see something there. They want to see that building in use. But the way it stands right now, a lot of people I've talked to said they'd rather see a parking lot because it's, frankly, an eyesore. What is the prospect of this being cleaned up, fixed somewhat, put in some state of repair in a month's time before people start really going down to that area and back to the arena again?
So, you know, we've had a large, outpour of support, especially from Carmina Woods, who is an architect well-known in the city of Buffalo, who has done these preservation projects and has, you know, said from himself and actually a subject matter expert that these can be done. So that's why the feasibility studies and a lot of people came together to come up with this emergency stabilization plan. And when it comes to all the courts, I mean, the building's owner has lost at every single turn in the courts. We're coming down to the end of that. There's no more remedies of suing that we can do. The fact of the matter is the state's highest court affirmed the city's ability to seize these by eminent domain. So we're at the end of the judicial role, and we have to be prepared to go into emergency stabilize, then move it into the city's portfolio, where we get to then RFP the work out to a developer and a responsible owner who will adaptively reuse these structures. And we're confident of that. We don't just make these decisions in a vacuum and live in a world of make-believe. I mean, we have really scrutinized this to make sure that we're making a good decision when it comes to our historic districts, and especially the Cobblestone Historic District. And, you know, I mean, these buildings have been in disrepair since he purchased it since 2008 and 2010. I mean, we just have to keep moving forward. We can't just be paralyzed by the fact that, you know, they suffered a fire and that the building's owner has kept us in courts for quite some time.
Realistically, when do you think it's going to look improved? We'll see some improvement there.
I mean, it's commencing immediately. I mean, that's why the money was just RFP'd out. I don't have an exact construction date, but immediately.
We're speaking with Buffalo Common Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski on the Trocare College Live Line. Mitch, yesterday the council approved a lien for the Amon A's building. Amon A's, famous around here, even though I am too young to have ever stepped foot in that when it was an actual store. I just know the big empty building, right? What exactly is going on there? You're asking the owner to address some structural issues, which that happened years and years ago. Who actually owns this building? And is that, you know, really causing some hiccups and problems in getting this cleanup underway?
Good question. So that structure, Amon A's at 377 Main Street, is a very large parcel. And so the city of Buffalo ended up having to do about $700,000 worth of emergency work on the vault on Washington Street. And the inaction of the owners, which are actually in dispute in New York City, there's a lawsuit that is pending before the Supreme Court that is deciding who exactly the owner is. And as that, you know, plays out, you know, hundreds of miles away, we were left to Washington Street closed for quite some time, and it was a threat to public safety. So the city had to go in and do $700,000 worth of emergency work on the vaults. And ultimately, we voted to place a lien on the owners, and whoever emerges as the winner is going to get tagged with the $700,000 that's owed to the city of Buffalo. And I've been quite aggressive with this. We need to recoup the funds that we've spent. And then ultimately, if, you know, this court case that just languishes for years keeps languishing, then let's use this as a tactic to take this by foreclosure, because we can't allow these structures, especially in downtown Buffalo and in strong areas where we need density, to just languish. I mean, it's been about 20 years.
Hey, Mitch, thank you. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council Member, here on WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.